And so I'm going to invite James up with Team Challenge and let him take over. Welcome, sir.
Thank you for having us. God bless you all. So yeah, thank you for having us here. It's a real pleasure, and it's always good to share what God is doing in our lives. Amen. So yeah, through Christ, there is healing and transformation, and as a community of believers, we can make a difference. Today, we celebrate changed lives through the powers and love of Jesus Christ. Psalms 147:3, He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. Our mission is to demonstrate God's love by helping individuals become free from substance addiction and equipping them to live full and meaningful lives. It is our desire to help as many people as possible find freedom in sobriety and spiritual freedom in Christ. Christ brings spiritual and physical healing to those that seek Him. We offer and help and hope to those ready to make the commitment to a new and sober life. Our program graduates are contributing members of their community. They have families and jobs. They give back and volunteer. They are beacons of hope for others who are struggling. I'm also a graduate. I graduated, May 12th was my third year redeemed by Jesus Christ. Out of 34 years of addiction. So I'll tell you, it's amazing to be from a client where these guys are as a client, and then to be here as a leader now, leading the clients when I was there before. And also praise God. So yeah, I want to share a few statistics with you to show the devastating effect that drug and alcohol addictions are having in Saskatchewan and across Canada. In Canada, there was an average of 17.7 hospitalizations per day due to life-threatening opioid-related poisonings. Every year, more than 73,000 deaths are lost to substance-related deaths, underscoring this critical need for effective and compassionate recovery solutions. I've been to treatment centers all my life. I've been to ones that are 30 days, ones that are 60 days, and I'm telling you, the only treatment center there is Teen Challenge, and that's through Jesus Christ. That's the only thing that'll heal you. So our state of addiction right now is at $49 billion. That's heavy. That's heavy. That could feed a lot of people. That could take away a lot of poverty. The cost of addiction affects every Canadian. The cost of substance abuse in our country is reported to be $49 billion. A study from 2020 shows it climbed up to $49.1 billion. Addiction touches the lives of most people, either directly or indirectly. There were more than 2,000 drug-related deaths in Alberta in 2023. 2,000 people. 2,000 church. 14% of Saskatchewan residents have an addiction to drugs or alcohol, the highest per capita rate in Canada. Sharp. One in four deaths by suicide in the Prairie region involved in alcohol. Who gets addicted? Addiction affects men and women of all ages, from all walks of life, the rich and the poor, the sinner and the saint. Addiction does not discriminate. It affects individuals into adulthood. Anxiety, stress, and fear all become the foundation for unhealthy coping and numbing pain through drugs and alcohol. We know that Christ has overcome these things on the cross. Through Him, those who are battling addiction can beat it and find new hope in Christ, like all of us, hey brothers? Amen. 1 Peter 1:3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus. According to His great mercy, He has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Our program works. Teen Challenge Canada offers a 12-month faith-based in-residence drug and alcohol recovery program for men and women, 18 years and older. Sorry, there's no teenagers allowed there. There's a story behind that. That's David Wilkerson's story. God bless him. There is also an optional 12 to 24-month graduate aftercare programs. When men and women enter our program, they stabilize as they detoxify their minds, bodies, and spirits. Throughout the year of the program, our clients learn about themselves and the Word of God. Majority of our graduates grow to have a deeper relationship with Jesus. Amen. Our accredited addictions counselors work with each client to create an individual treatment plan to work through their emotions and trauma. This is our recovery model. Number one, place of refuge. Recovery starts in a safe, structured, and supportive environment. Finding stability, routine, helping rebuilding their confidence and self-worth. Number two, addiction counseling. Certified addiction counselors provide professional support, helping our clients address the root causes to their addiction through personalized plans and group therapy. They uncover their struggles, developing coping skills, and receive emotional support for lasting change. Number three, educational and spiritual formation. Clients grow through Bible study, discipleship, and educational training, discovering their identity in Christ and preparing them for a meaningful future. They develop skills needed to reintegrate with their families, spouses, and children, to navigate relationships and life challenges without relying on drugs or alcohol. Praise God. Number four, equipping life skills. Practical skills empower clients to live successful, independent lives. Training includes employment readiness, financial management, and work therapy. Life skills including dependability, teamwork, and self-control. Number five, pre- and post-care. Recovery does not end at graduation. Support that ensures that individuals and their families receive ongoing encouragement. Justin, come on down. I've never heard Justin's testimony, but it's going to be a beautiful one.
God bless you, brother. Thank you, and good morning, everyone. My name's Justin, and this is my testimony. My story begins back in 1996 when I was 5 years old. My parents split, and my siblings and I were separated. My brother and I lived with my dad, and my sister lived with my mom. During my elementary years, I moved a lot, countless times around the city, which made making lasting friends a struggle, and after a while, But after a while, I finally found some consistency after moving 5 times before finishing grade 2. However, I finally met a group of guys in grade 8 summer, and I was introduced to the drug marijuana. After high school, I went camping with my best friend, and that following summer, I was introduced to an even stronger substance known as cocaine. This drug eventually had me working 2 full-time jobs, one for my substance and one to live for my addiction. A few months later, living like this, my mother suffered a stroke and my addiction went for the worse. Attempting to use for coping mechanism led me to being an everyday addict, and before I know it, this addiction would have my life. Between cocaine and ecstasy, as time progressed, so did the addiction, until I completely took over my life. My family tried over and over again to help me, but I was a slave to the drug, doing whatever it takes to get my fix. I eventually met a girl and eventually got clean and had a son together. I was able to hide my addictions from her, even getting clean for over 2 years. However, my past eventually caught up with me, and she found some of my drug paraphernalia, which led us to breaking up. This all happened during COVID, and during the isolation led to me and my downfall on my 30th birthday. I thought I could handle cocaine one more time, but this led to a full-on crystal meth addiction only weeks later. I eventually lost my job and where I was living and became homeless in the middle of winter, bouncing between the streets and the shelters and finding another job trying to maintain my life. It was after a few months of this, living in the struggle, my parents see my lifestyle and offered me a contract saying stating I'd be clean and I could do piss tests anytime they offered if they thought I was under some substance. So I took that and got eventually 6 months clean. I met a girl again and decided to move out my parents into an apartment with her. About 6 months later, we broke up and I lost my job again. Lost everything, became addicted to meth again, and started off exactly where I left off. Eventually, I was starting to sell drugs for a gang. And eventually, this gang took over my apartment and attempted to kill me. So I gathered a handful of things and ran. I was back on the streets again with little to nothing. So I found myself on my knees again as I cried out to my sister, "Help me." She brought up the idea of Teen Challenge. I was reluctant, knowing it is a year-long program, but then I remembered, this is really messy. She brought up the idea of Teen Challenge. I was reluctant, knowing this was a year-long program. But then she said, "Justin, what do you really have to lose?" This really started encouraging me, getting help. At this time, I was getting help from a former neighbor of mine who happened to be a Teen Challenge graduate of the Women's Center in Calgary. She took me in and really lit a fire under my butt, encouraging me to go through the application process of Teen Challenge. Was a true miracle moment for me. The stars aligned and acceptance into Teen Challenge, then detox, and then my family agreeing to take me into Teen Challenge in Allen. I arrived at Teen Challenge in late November last year. Since being at Teen Challenge, I've developed a relationship with Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. I was first drawn to the Lord through worship music at the center. A brother invited me to join praise worship session in the chapel, and at first I was reluctant, but then I remembered my counselor detox telling me, "Do the things that make you feel uncomfortable, for they will help you in your future." So I went back, the Holy Spirit went through me in the chapel that day. 12 days later, I gave myself to the Lord, and now I'm learning a lot about forgiveness. I learned in order for Jesus to forgive me, I must forgive others. And practicing forgiveness has resulted in incredible healing for me. Finding love for myself for the first time ever. Being introduced to the love of God has given me purpose. Before Teen Challenge, I constantly struggled with suicidal thoughts and depression. This is all gone now. Hallelujah. I'm in process of mending a broken relationship with my family, as well as working closely with Teen Challenge staff, becoming a better father to my son, and eventually restoring the relationship. My plans after Teen Challenge are to become a drug or addiction counselor, and maybe heavy-duty machinery, go to school for that. The scripture I have for you guys today is Joshua 1:9. This is my command: be strong, be courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go.
Yeah, you can see right there, man. It's just amazing what God can do, amen. It's amazing what God can do. And that's the thing about going to Teen Challenge, being part of that program, going in that program for a year, you see so many transformations in men. You see them coming to life, seeing Jesus just pour into them, and you see the Holy Spirit doing great works in them. It's just an amazing program. I'm so blessed to be here today, because if I wouldn't have joined that program, I wouldn't be here today. I'm only here because of God's grace and God's mercy, as those boys right there. So yeah, I can't show you the pictures of the centers of the men's center in Allen. It's way different than the women's in Hague. It's like 1900s, the men's center, and then the women's is like a mansion. So yeah, it's pretty incredible, actually. But anyways, we have two centers in Saskatchewan. Saskatchewan Men's Center is in Allen, Saskatchewan. That's where we drove up from yesterday. So yeah, praise God, we made it here safe and everything. It holds 24 beds. Today we are visiting you from Saskatchewan Men's Center, located near Allen, Saskatchewan. Women's Center is Prairie Hope Women's Center, and that's in Hague, Saskatchewan. That's on the way to Prince Albert, if you've ever been to Prince Albert. And it holds 26 beds. Our program is available at 9 centers in 3 regions across Canada. Atlantic region with 2 centers, Ontario region with 4 centers, and Prairie Region with three centers, and then Teen Challenges National all through the world. Even Africa, believe it or not, it's amazing. Yeah, so the recovery journeys are living testimonies that it's possible to live a full and productive life as Christ intended. Micah 7:7, but as for me, I watch in hope for the Lord. I wait for God, my Savior, my God will hear me. Get help today. If you know people that need help, family members, friends, anybody, Teen Challenge for Jesus Christ saves people. It does. We're testimonies here. If you or someone you know is battling a life-controlling addiction, we are here to help. We never know who God has planned, what God has planned to cross your path. But today, you will be better equipped if someone in need does. You can help them by sharing about our ministry and plant a seed of hope. To get help today, you can call our toll-free number, 1-877-343-1022, or apply online at teenchallenge.ca. The stories that you've been hearing already today are from men and women who have experienced the gospel firsthand in their lives. There is no doubt that their lives, destinies, and destinations have been changed. Hallelujah. The stories of transformation, if you are moved by the testimonies, what you heard today, I could recommend you check out www.changelives.ca. This website is dedicated to powerful video stories of our graduates overcoming their personal addictions. Many people like to share a link to a transformation story with someone who is in addiction. Help those caught in addiction. We hope you will prayerfully consider financially partnering with us, whether it be one-time gift or by joining the journey, sponsorship, and community. Your support helps us continue to make a difference in their lives of those struggling with addiction in the prairies and other regions. Join the journey. When you partner with us through Christ, it helps change lives, families, and communities, putting victory over addiction within reach. When you join the journey, your ongoing recurring support helps provide financial stability to the ministry. I'll tell you, when I went to the program, I had not a nickel to my name, and I had family members that gave up on me, and somebody sponsored me and gave me that opportunity because of this journey. They gave me an opportunity to go on this journey and be who I am today. So it's very, very important. As we aim to help those who come to us seeking freedom from addiction, by partnering with us through the journey, you can help the men and women battling addiction right here in Saskatchewan so they can receive the life-saving help they need. If you are joining in person with us, you will have received a journey brochure on your arrival. The boys are handling it out today. It is the program is of interest to you. This is your opportunity to sign up. If you are viewing us today online, please consider going to thejourney.ca for more information. One thing I want to highlight about the Journey program is the partners can select a recurring amount that fits best for you. Also, Teen Challenge is hiring. Go to teenchallenge.ca to see our current openings. It's all good. Okay, so I'm going to share my testimony. I'm James Mann. I battled addiction for 34 years. I came from a dysfunctional family. My father and me, we always had issues. We never got along. It was always headstrong people. Don't mix two when you put two people in the same house that have the same temper, same anger, same hostility. So I got introduced to alcohol and drugs at age 12 years old. I'm 49 today. And I'll tell you, man, it's amazing what you go through in life and everything. You think you're alone, you think you're in darkness, this is your life, this is where you're supposed to stay. There's no hope for you. Growing up, as I got older, I got into fights lots, I got involved in criminal organizations. Many, many times I thought that, you know, I shouldn't be here today. When I was younger, I was very suicidal. There's many times I wanted to end my life. There's one time I took 60 gravel, and I drank a 40 of whiskey, and I laid in bed for 3 days. But somehow God wasn't done with me. Another time, this is really brutal. When I was 16, I finally got sick of my father. And no son should have to do this, but I called my dad out when I was 16. I was drinking whiskey that night. I had false courage in me. It was false courage. And I ended up getting my nose broken, my jaw broken, and my orbital bone crushed by two punches. After that, I was defeated. After that, I was like, man, this is it. So every time I went to school, somebody had a problem with me, I'd take it out on them. I'd fight them. The more and more as things progressed, I got into cocaine and got it, hanging out with guys that nobody should be hanging out with. When I was like 15, 16, I was hanging out with guys who were just getting out of the penitentiary. So those were my role models growing up. That was a lifestyle I had. And as things progressed more and more, I started hating myself more and more. And then I started doing steroids. I became a narcissistic, egotistic, chauvinistic man. And I was not serving God, I was serving the enemy. I got into selling drugs, dealing drugs. Many a times I hurt people without even knowing I hurt people. When I woke up in the morning, I didn't know what I did because I had no control over myself and who I was. So just a short brief note, that's who I was before. When I went to Teen Challenge, before I went there, I got into a fight with a friend I grew up with. I was a crystal meth addict. And I got into a fight with him, and he wouldn't fight me because he knew who I was before, because my street name used to be Chaos. So anyways, what happened was, I went to go fight him. He pulled out a machete, and he hacked my hand. That time, right there, I didn't realize that already I had God watching over me. I already had angels that were guiding me. I didn't even know who Jesus was then. But I died on the way to the hospital. I lost 14 units of blood. I was DOA on the way to the hospital. My mom was always a believer. She was praying for me. Praise God. Thank you, Mom. Anyways, and when I woke up from the emergency table, well, no, when I was dead, I never had an encounter with Jesus before. I have to share this with you. The Holy Spirit really wants me to share this with you. When I was dead, I had my eyes closed, and then I opened my eyes, and I saw bright lights. It was so bright, I couldn't even see. It was. You could put all the lights in the world, and it would be so bright, you wouldn't be able to even look at it. And I heard a powerful voice tell me to go back. It's not your time. I woke up on the emergency table. I'm O negative blood type. They give me 7 units O negative, 7 units O positive. That's twice the enemy tried to take me out that night. Okay, a week later, I didn't even realize what was going on. I went to my mom's. I don't even know how I got there. I wasn't even allowed to be in her place. My mom found me dead on her floor at 1:30 in the morning. It was I was smoking crystal meth, and somebody put fentanyl in it. My mom was praying for me and praying for me, and then she started losing hope. But my stepdad's a believer, and he said, "No, you can't stop praying. We got Holy Spirit's telling us we need to pray." Within 7 minutes, I came back to life. During this whole process, I applied a Teen Challenge twice. I applied finally a third time, and I said, "Lord, if you're real," because I started feeling something going on here. I never felt, you know, that something loved me so much to keep me alive, because I didn't figure I deserved to be alive. So anyways, I said, "Lord, if you're real," I got on my knees. I said, "If I'll do my blood work and I'll do my physical. And if it all comes back negative, I'll go to Teen Challenge. I'll surrender my life to you." I waited a week white knuckling because I was a fighter. And, you know, just the interactions with drugs and everything, I thought for surely I had something in my blood. And everything came back negative. So I was like, praise the Lord. So I got on my knees and I accepted Jesus Christ right there. And I'll tell you, when I walked up those stairs at Teen Challenge, I've always been a type of guy that people always had a problem with me, always had a beef with me. I was always looking behind my shoulder, not knowing what was coming at me. Okay? When I walked up those stairs, I felt peace. I felt a zeal wrap around me that I've never felt. I felt the love that my Father here on earth could not bring me. But God brought it to me and Jesus brought it to me. And when I got into Teen Challenge, I didn't change overnight. There's many a times I had growth moments. It's where you get discipline because, you know, they have to, it's just like, you know, peeling an onion back, right? You have to take it off in layers and layers and layers. But as things progressed, I did anger management twice in that program, and I finally got successful with it. And I did a Freedom of Christ program, and I forgave 46 people in my life. The ones that tried to kill me, the one that killed me, I forgave him. And I'll tell you, as things progressed, I learned what real brotherhood was. It wasn't about the streets. It wasn't about the criminal organizations. It's about the people that came into, the brothers that came into Teen Challenge and how they were all lost, but they were found too. You know, so just growing in that program, seeing the transformations and the miracles that happened in my life and praying for Angela. When I was 6 months in that program, I prayed for a wife. I said, "Lord, bring me a wife that likes to work out. Bring me a wife that likes to eat healthy. Bring a wife that loves me as much as I love you." And then as things progressed, as I was getting out of Teen Challenge, God did better. He brought me Angela. I even said, bring a girl with blue eyes. He brought green eyes, you know? So the amazing part is, I actually had a crush on her when I was 16. And now I just married her in August. So, babe, come up here. We're just going to share a testimony, because this is powerful what God's done. Not just in my life, but what he's done in our life together.
Thanks for having us here. I'm Angela. I'm James's wife. My story is a slightly different. I didn't do the Teen Challenge program, but I am a survivor of addiction and alcohol and also domestic abuse. So, to say the least, to get into a marriage and a relationship was a little bit of trusting in the Lord. To bring the right person to me after coming out of an extremely abusive relationship in my past. And so prayer works when you're asking the Lord to bring the right person, and making sure that, you know, it's that the Lord is sending that person to you is really important when you come out of those kind of relationships. And I would pray and ask for signs, confirmations, revelations, and the miracles and wonders that happened in that time were nothing short of miracles. We have lots of testimonies of things the Lord did to bring us together. Just an example, even down to the engagement ring, we didn't have a lot of money, and he had been praying, and how the Lord provided somebody that was willing to provide the engagement ring with paying it all back. And right after we got engaged, James ended up 2 days later with a ruptured gallbladder and was in the hospital and couldn't work for a month. And I lost my job. He had surgery Saturday. I lost my job Monday. So everything was trying to come against us getting married. And the Lord spoke to us and said, don't worry about anything. I will provide for your wedding. And everything was provided through miracles, wonders, and prayers. So I may not be part of the program, but my brother graduated the program as well. I seen my brother. He was addicted to needles. We grew up in a pretty decent home too, but it's when, like James said, when you're not showed the father's love at a young age by your own father, you know, you tend to turn to other things to try to look for that love, and we know that the love comes from Jesus Christ. And he was a survivor. He was a very bad addict and almost lost his life. And this program was what saved his life from it was needles. And my brother is sober now, and he's a psychologist now for the parole board, and helps people now that are in correctional facilities. And he graduated the program. He was one of the first people that actually did the program out in Allen. One of the first. I thank you for having us, and God is good.
Yeah, so as I graduated the program at Teen Challenge, I stayed on as a phase four. I stayed on for 9 months because I don't go deeper in my recovery. There's no way I was going back to where I was with the love I was feeling and everything, just the new life I found in Jesus Christ. And it was just amazing, because one day I was like, man, I got to graduate out here in a week. Where am I going to go? And I went to this church service at a neighborhood church in Saskatoon, and this guy came up to me and goes, I heard you're looking for a place. I was like, who are you, man? I don't know you. Like, what do you mean? He goes, you need a car too. I was like, yeah. He goes, well, I have a place for you and a car. I was like, what? He goes, yeah, God told me to rent my place to you. It was an upstairs house on 3rd Avenue. On 3rd Avenue, all utilities included, $500 a month with a car to drive. You tell me God doesn't do work? You know? So it's just amazing. As I progressed, you know, as a phase four in Teen Challenge, the new job I have now, I work with people that have acquired brain damage, people that are in addiction, and people that are just FASD. And it's just amazing what the Lord used in phase four and transformed it over to that job now. So it's amazing what Jesus Christ can do. And my daughters are back in my life, and like, my life is just absolutely amazing. It's not hunky-dory every morning. You know, I still have trials and tribulations. We all do, right? We're not perfect. Jesus was the one who was perfect. But you know what? I'm not in addiction anymore. I'm not drinking anymore. I'm not a smoker anymore. So praise God. And thank you so much for having us here today. It's been an absolute blessing, and you can feel the Lord's presence in here. And God bless you all.
Thank you for James and the group that came today, Lord. We thank you for Teen Challenge. And Lord, we just pray for your financial blessings on their needs, Lord. We pray for Holy Spirit that you would abide in each and every one of them. And Lord, I just pray for all those struggling out there that need a helping hand, that need to feel your love and your presence, Lord. And Lord, I just pray that you would use this gentleman, this program, this group, Lord, to just touch so many lives, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Bless them, Lord, in their work. Bless them in their passion for others. And Lord, I just pray for safe travels as they return home today, Lord. And Lord, you are our provider, Lord. You are our provider. And Lord, we just pray for provision for each and every one of them, for the program, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, guys. Unless anybody else has something, I would invite you to check out Teen Challenge's display outside, and I'm gonna call it a wrap. So we just thank you, Lord. Thank you for this day, Lord. I just pray you be with each and every one of us, Lord, as we continue to show your love, Lord, as we continue to walk in your grace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.